So finding yourself in a comfortable laying position and feeling very held by Mother Earth. So feeling yourself melting in, but also feel something coming up to meet you and hold you. Let the legs relax, the hips, the stomach, the hands, the arms, the shoulders. Make any adjustments that you need, maybe even rolling or tucking the shoulder blades under a touch to let the heart space open. The eyes are closed, the jaw is relaxed, the tongue is moved away from the roof of the mouth. And you're just really focusing on my words and allowing your mind to imagine and visualize for the next little bit of time. And we're going to start off now with some really deep rolling breaths. So inhaling from the mouth and out. And again, without any space between in and out and in, oxygenating and out. Four more just like that, bigger and a little faster now. Two more big ones. And let the breath return to a natural rhythm. But notice what that's done. The energy that's moved. And I want your imagination and that energy you just cultivated to find its way into your heart center. And imagine that heart center is a flower. Pick the flower. And the flower is the sweetest bud. It's not bloomed yet. It's tight and it's alive. And as you feel that energy and that breath and that light moving to the heart space, that flower, begin to let it open. Petal by petal by petal. Until you find it at its full expression of openness. And then let it open more. And I want you to look into the center of that flower and see a light. And I want you to move into that light closer. And closer and closer until all you see is the light. And then I want you to step through the flower into the light to the other side. And I want you in that space to see your life until now as a timeline and go back in time. Important moments, keep going back, keep going back, keep going back, keep going back until you see yourself as a child in a moment on that timeline. And approach that child. He or she looks over and sees you walking towards them and see that sweet face. And imagine that child is sitting on the rocks or in the grass in a space that you feel comfortable going and sitting right next to that child. And you ask the child to talk to you. Talk to me about this moment in time for you. And she does. And he does. And the little you talks to you until there's no more words left to say. You just had a safe space to say everything that you needed to say. And yourself now reaches both hands to that child and takes your little hands in yours. And you tell that child now what you wish you would have heard then. And time is stretchy. And this now becomes a part of your timeline. You tell the child it's gonna work out and it's actually gonna be one of your superpowers. And then you look over and you see someone else coming towards you both, and you know in a moment it is your wise, wise, wise older self, your much older self. And here she comes in her glory, and she is fabulous. Or here he comes in his glory, and he is fabulous. And he's soft, and she's soft. And they approach you just like your adult self approached the child, with absolute love and compassion and understanding of what is to come. And you look deeply into their eyes, your eyes, and your whole body relaxes because you see that it all works out in the most precious, best, couldn't have imagined the soaring that is to come way. And so it is. And so she takes your hands. He takes your hands. And then they take your cheeks in their hands and they look in your eyes one last look, like, believe me, you're good. We're fine. Is it all easy? No, but is it beautiful? For sure. And so the three of you stand in a circle. And your little you looks to you with such gratitude and love and a sense of, you're beautiful. You're me? I'm awesome. We do this? And then you look to your older self with the same feeling. What? This is us? We did this? And you all lean in and you hug and you feel held and you know the moment is precious and you know the moment is real. Until your wise self, who's lived towards the end of the timeline, it's time now to go. And you feel the last moments of impermanence and the sweetness in that. And then they walk away. But the gifts and the knowing does not go away. Time is stretchy and it is real. And then you look to your younger self with the sweetest energy, because there you are. And you give the biggest hug, sweet child. and you make the sweet child be sure to see and feel, look, we made it, we did it. And I'm gonna go now, but what I'm giving you doesn't go, okay? And you give the big squeeze of the hands and the cheeks in the hands and the hug. And it's time to walk away, knowing that what you gave that child doesn't go away. Time is stretchy and it is real. And so you walk back towards this beautiful light. And you walk closer and closer and closer until the only thing you see now is light. And before you step through it, you recall the wisdom, you recall the innocence, and you recall your power as the line through every bit of it. And that is your story. That is your activism. That is what is just yours. You take a big breath. You embody it. And you step through the light to the other side and back into this space, back into this room, back into this body. But you carry with you medicine, and it is yours now always. And so it is. Gently wiggle the fingers and the toes. Thank yourself, the whole line of you, the whole line of you, for this moment and this experience. Stretch your hands above your head. And very slowly, taking all the time that you need, rolling onto your side body and back to seated.